If you had a magic wand, what would you wish for Dakota people today?
That they would be recognized as a First Nation of North America and have all their treaties and claims settled and adhered to take their rightful place at the head of the line. Because the Dakotas and the Vietnamese people, they're the only peoples to ever defeat the U.S. forces in combat. And to commemorate it, there should be a powwow, an international powwow at the Canada-U.S. border, Peace Gardens. Make it a good 10-day event every year, annually. Something like that. What contributions Dakota people made to Canada? I believe they brought strong blood north. They showed persistence. They brought the Sundance and tradition and culture. And apparently here around this area, there were seed farmers. Now, seed farming today is going to be a billion-dollar business because of what they're doing with seeds and stuff. But some of that comes from us, from our people. And I keep telling my kids, you know, you have nothing to be ashamed of because everything you were taught in school, half of it is lies. It's their story. And sooner or later, we're going to be included. We can't blame the people of today, but we can look back at the people from before and say, well, why did you do this? And well, now we know why.